you know, implement technology in their competition straight away. But of course, you know, I think there's also another issue that people haven't considered, which is, you know, what happens if, I don't know, 20 leagues around the world, for example, say they would like to use a system, you know, and nobody knows yet if the goal line technology companies themselves would be ready to provide, you know, that number of cameras or that amount of equipment, you know, on such a mass scale. You know, they would, it's a bit like, I don't know, if you order a new car, sometimes there's a waiting list, or if you buy something else that's new on the market. And again, it may be that the companies themselves would only produce the amount of equipment necessary once they know they've got a confirmed order. So, you know, they're not left with a warehouse of products, perhaps, which in the end perhaps doesn't get used. So there are certain, I think you used to call them grey areas, but there are issues that certainly would need to be resolved beyond a decision by the IFAB on the 2nd of July. And not all of those would involve us. They would be maybe, you know, sort of bilateral agreements or discussions that would need to take place between competition organisers and the technology providers.
Do you also think there may be this kind of a sense of elitism in a way? Because, I mean, a lot of clubs, certainly in England, I mean, a Premier League club may have the money to do that, and they may find the sponsorship to get the money to do that. But if you look further down, sort of in the Championship and the Football League clubs, they're perhaps not going to get this kind of technology. And obviously, in rugby, it does kind of work. But they kind of don't use the technology all the time, and for something that doesn't actually happen that often. I know there's a massive media hype about it when it does happen. Do you think it could almost create a bigger gap between the top clubs and the smaller clubs by having this technology?
That's hard to say, and it's probably a question almost more for individual leagues, you know, in terms of if we get to the point on the 2nd of July where it looks as though the move towards goal line technology has been approved, then obviously individual competitions, individual leagues will have to make decisions. What we also don't know at the moment, and that's something the companies themselves will have to obviously answer, is how much the systems cost. There's been a lot of speculation around how much Hawkeye system costs, how much GoalRef systems cost, a lot of quotes, a lot of discussions, you know, saying that there would possibly be very big price differentials between the two. But that's something that we don't know for sure at the moment. So again, we can't speculate on that. It may be, again, that, you know, one or both systems actually are not as expensive as perhaps people envisage. And then, you know, it may not be in the end cost that comes down as a factor. It may be an individual choice of a league as to whether they want to use a system or not. And